The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined at Aviva Stadium by Conor Faulkner, transport commentator and consultant to the RIAC. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Hi.
Now, we want to talk about the cost of redress for personal injuries and how that cost of processing, at least, has come down.
Yeah, it's a good news story. It's a slow-moving good news story because it's been a perennial problem for 20, 30 years. The cost of compo in Ireland. Anybody of an older generation will tell you about the compo culture. Now, we have improved it. Personal injuries awards have moderated. Very importantly, in 2021, there were personal injury guidelines that were introduced. Very technical and wonkish, but essentially it's a standard set of compensation amounts for injuries of given
now,
severity.
Does that apply whether you go through the courts or you go through the IRB?
Crucially, yes. Now, it's a menu, it's a formula, and judges do have the discretion to deviate from it.
But I presume the IRB does too.
Yeah. And I mean, the IRB will assess, this is the Injuries Resolution Board, you know, the artist formerly known as PIAB. But what they do is they provide, in the case where a personal injury has occurred and there's no dispute as to who's at fault. So I've rear-ended you. We know that. We're not arguing who's at fault. We're seeing how much compensation you're owed for your broken arm or whatever it is. The IRB will assess those cases and they'll turn them around far faster than litigation.
How quickly?
On average, and you know, how long is a piece of string? Sure. Averages can be misleading, but on average about two and a half years for the IRB route, as opposed to nearly 5 years for the litigation route. Because the litigation route isn't just your day in court. It's a sequence of solicitors and medical visits and haggling to and forth and attempts to settle with the insurance company.
By the way, does it ever happen that you don't have to go through either course, that the insurance company say, game, set and match, we'll pay up, that's it, end of?
Yeah, entirely so. And that's good news as well. I mean, an insurance company can settle directly and that's terrific. In the great majority of cases, when the IRB does an assessment, I mean, it doesn't tie your hands. You can still disagree with it and choose your day in court. But the vast majority of people are happy with the settlement. So it gets done faster. The compensation amount is the same. But critically, a huge amount of legal cost is taken out of the system.
What's the comparison? If you go to court or go to the IRB, what's the legal cost?
Well, bear in mind that the victim, if you like, gets the same money in the end, roughly.
Yeah.
So they get the same. When you go to court or when you go the litigation route, typically there's a legal cost in the order of 19,000-20,000 euro, thereabouts, as opposed to a cost of between 1,000-1,500 euro from the IRB route.
So you might end up getting 20 grand, but the legal cost in court is another 20 grand.
Indeed. So, and if you stack this up, that money is 100% wasted. And I do mean wasted. This is a part of the ecosystem that is just taken out by the legal industry and adds no value whatsoever.
But do we have the facts that since this new regime came in, that the settlements are by and large the same? Do we know that?
Yeah. There's a very good piece of work done on 5 years of data from 2019 to 2024. It was Dr. Lauren Swan in the IRB conducted a very good exercise there. And it shows exactly that. And again, you know, you could look at the fine detail of the figures, but in overall terms, settlements through IRB are faster, are cheaper, do not contain an unnecessary enormous legal cost, and result in the end victim, consumer, if you like, getting the same amount of money. So it is a far, far better system. And as I say, we want people to use that system rather than using the courts. Now, hands up, I should say, just my personal declared interest in this. I am on the board of the IRB, but I mean, I've been commenting in this space for many, many years and have been, you know, critical of the legal industry.
Now, it has to be said, I mean, the Irish Times hosted a kind of a debate in print between Moya Murdoch. She wrote a piece and then the chair of the Bar Council, Sean Guerin, wrote a piece. And he advanced a number of arguments.
Yeah,
and
I have to say, you know, maybe I'm conflicted here, but for me, that Irish Times piece, I'd encourage people to have a look at it, because the legal industry, the Bar Council's response, was a Trumpian level of misdirection and, you know, borderline dishonesty. I doubt if anybody who understood the issue properly, and these guys are educated lawyers, could have written a piece like that.
Well, what was the problem?
Well, they make a couple of what they regard as key points. One, the insurance industry is making a fortune. I mean, most of their response said that the insurance industry is making a fortune. Now, even if that were true, and they didn't prove it, but even if that were true, it does not mean, as a seceder, that we need the lawyers making their fortune as well.
I mean, there is a sector that the public might want if the insurers are making a fortune that premiums should
give
come
the money
down.
Back in premiums. Give the money back in premiums. But there's nobody saying give the money to barristers and solicitors for a totally unnecessary, delaying, no value add chunk of money that actually, you know, worsens outcomes for litigants and creates this cottage industry that keeps the legal guys running. The first point they made, insurance companies are making loads of money, therefore barristers should still be in the food chain. The other point they were making is that only the courts will deal with victims with the same degree of sensitivity that the IRB will do. And where they're getting that from is absolutely beyond me. I don't see anything in the data that supports that. What I do know from conversation with medical professionals is that if you have somebody who's been injured in a personal injury and they're actually involved in a litigation process that could take 5 years, it demonstrably worsens their outcomes. They're literally incentivized to keep their arm in a sling. I have a court case coming up. So it does no social good whatsoever. And again, a deep frustration. I say again, the legal industry collectively is adding no value here. They are hoovering money out of the system. They are only stakeholders insofar as they have a stake in the current degree of dysfunction that allows them to do this. If the system worked properly, there wouldn't be any lawyers involved.
Now, there's another element to this, that some people go to court, and in recent months and even in recent days, we've had a situation where a judge will throw out claim, you know, serial claimants and so on. And, you know, presumably people who go to court will have some sort of legal and medical backup for what they're doing. If the judge throws the legal expert and the medical cert out, what does that say about a system that allows it to get that far without challenge?
Indeed, or a system where you can essentially farm the medical certs, you know, attend half a dozen different GPs until you get the report you want, and that's the one you bring forward. All sorts of machinations of that sort. But as an ecosystem, this is a chunk of it that is completely unnecessary. Ultimately, this is money that gets transferred from the motoring consumer to the legal industry.
But here, on the other hand, from a texter, in terms of personal injury cases, those costs may have come down, but I renewed car insurance yesterday for a 62-year-old on an 8-year-old car, and even the new improved quote I got when I phoned was 25% higher than last year and double what it was in 2021. This is just shocking and not good enough. It was nearly €900 in the end, just slightly less with our broker, the best that they could find. What's going on there? You know, if the costs to the insurance companies are going down, Why aren't premiums following?
Okay, I'll say two things in response to that. Firstly, if it were true that the insurance industry collectively was ripping off motorists, I'd be happy to say so, but I don't go from there to say the only fair thing to do is to take a chunk of money and give it to barristers, as
premiums
if that was going to fix the problem.
Go up even further.
The other thing to say, in loose defense of the industry, from which I get a lot of criticism as well, but collectively, if you look at motor insurance premiums, they fell for a period of years through COVID and beyond, where we were talking about inflation and every other price in the economy was going up. Motor insurance premium actually came down at that time. They are up about 12% over the last 2 years, and they may be trending upwards still. And that's kind of a cyclical thing. And again, plenty you could criticize insurers about, and it certainly warrants scrutiny. But you don't go from there to saying, you know, the way to ensure justice for everybody is to create this artificial, self-perpetuating cottage industry that serves ultimately to take money from motorists and give it to lawyers.
And as you say, if you're not happy with the IRB, you've still got your opportunity to
You still have the option.
I
was just going to say, if you have an injury tomorrow, the simplest, best, cheapest and most effective way to look after yourself properly is to use the IRB settlement system. It's quicker, it's cheaper, you get more justice and you get the same money in the end. However, tragically, the lawyers are cut out of it and they don't.
Conor Faulkner, transport commentator, consultant to the RIAC. Thank you very much for joining
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.